2 minutes late than ever?
Yeah.
Yeah, thanks.
That's it, I quit the group. I can't handle this.
Well, let's see here. I don't know if Mason's stepping in. Let's see if I can find out. How are you guys doing? How was your week?
Good.
Eh.
Very good.
Eh.
Just being honest.
Okay, well, two very goods and an eh, so our average is okay.
So about as good as this game?
We'll talk about that in a bit. We'll discuss that in a few seconds. I'm just seeing if Mason's stopping in. So did anyone waste a lot of money on Steam this past week?
Not too much.
This is, like, the first Steam sale where I bought literally nothing.
Wow.
I just bought too many games.
You've already bought everything.
Yeah, pretty much.
Well, that and the sale wasn't all that great.
Yeah.
Yeah, like, the only thing I was interested in was Darkest Dungeon. It was only 40% off. It was like, 40% does not excite me.
Yeah. Yeah. Understandable.
And then Humble did their store sale the day after Steam was done. And I think it's still going on right now.
Oh. Hmm. Okay. Alright, so Mason's not coming. They were thinking that Game Chat was tomorrow night.
Okay.
You know, because we've always had on Wednesdays. Anyways... All right, well, wow, we have a very small group this evening. Chris, are you ready to record?
Yes.
Okay. All right, well, welcome, everyone. I'm glad you guys had an okay week. Okay, that's our average. Yeah, so I'll go ahead and just open it up to what did you guys think of the last chapter of The Wolf Among Us?
It was a lot of talking.
Right?
Like, I haven't felt that way. Like, I've heard other people say that about other chapters, but then I got to this chapter and I was like, will you please shut up? Just so much talking.
Yeah.
And they, like, shoehorned in this fight scene just so it wouldn't be only talking.
Right? It exactly. That's the entire chapter, is one fight, one huge fight, supposedly, and then that really... I don't know, like, it almost seemed kind of just... Even the fight itself seemed more thrown in there than the endless talking did. Like, it just seemed like it was just there. Just to be there, as you were saying, Chris.
Yeah, that's one of my biggest gripes with recent video games, where they have one way of doing the game, and it's been doing that all along, and then at the very end... It's this different mechanic that comes out of nowhere.
Yeah.
That, like, there was no build-up to this is how you're going to play it out. But it's just, oh, this is a game. It's almost done. We should probably try and throw some other type of mechanic or fighting or something in there near the end. And it's, I just hate it when they do that.
Yeah, it wasn't even a new mechanic. It was just, I mean, I guess a new idea of just, you know, I guess you were supposed to get excited about Bigsby being able to transform into this humongous wolf.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Which and, I was excited about until I realized that I would do nothing with it.
Exactly.
Like, I would do nothing but just look at it for a few minutes.
Yeah. Yeah. It served no purpose. No purpose. Like, even if they would have built up to it and been like, you know, I can change into this wolf form, but it, like, I don't know, like, there's something that kind of goes along with it, you know, like, something that would bring the character down, or, you know, maybe if he changed into a wolf, he'd be stuck as a wolf forever, You know what I mean? But, like, there was nothing. It was like, oh, okay, he can transform to this humongous wolf and use this, like, super breath power that has never been even revealed yet.
And then it's like, yeah. This isn't even my final form, either.
Yeah, right. Right. Yeah, it was super strange. It was definitely very interesting. What did you think, Franco?
Yeah, that kind of felt tossed in. That's like kind of disappointing, but
yeah. And then the Crooked Man just would not shut up.
Oh my god!
I immediately wish I had killed him.
Half of the chapter was the Crooked Man talking, doing some more talking, and talking some more. I have never wanted a character to shut up in so much in my entire life.
Did anybody attack him in the warehouse, or just took him right to the well?
No, I attacked him in the warehouse, and he shot me. The first time in the game that I died was...
Wait, you can die?
Yes!
Hilarious.
In the last chapter, I tried to... Like, I wasn't going to take him in, because I was like, you're just... Because I had a bad feeling that he could just talk his way out of the situation, which is exactly what he did, you know, or tried to do. And I was like, you're just going to try and turn them against someone. No, I'm not taking you back. I'm going to kill you. And you try to. And I think there's a way to do it, because at the very end of the chapter, it says... Like, you and, like, it was, like, 80-some% of people chose to bring him in. So there's a way that you can kill, that you don't have to bring him in. But I have no idea what that would even look like, or, because then the other half of the chapter is him just blabbing his trap.
Yep.
I don't know.
I assume if you kill him right there, the rest of the chapter is everyone being like, what the heck, Bigsby, why'd you kill him?
Probably so, yeah. It would just be, turned on Bigsby.
So, did you go directly after the Crooked Man on the car chase, or did you go after, what's-her-face?
I didn't know that was his car, and so I went after her.
Yeah, me too. Like, I wasn't even paying attention.
Yeah.
So I went after, Georgie and, what's-her-face there.
Yeah. In fact, I was even thinking to myself, where did the Crooked Man go? But I'm going to go, but I guess I'm going to chase down this car. And then all of a sudden it's revealed, oh, I could have jumped on the Crooked Man's car.
Yeah.
Yeah, like, I thought it was weird that they gave me an option to jump on two cars, but I thought that they were trying to trick me. Like, in that moment, exactly. I was like, well, if I jump on the wrong car, I kill an innocent person, and then I'm that player, whatever.
I realized there was the... Well... No, I'll take that back. I replayed that scene. I forget why. I think I screwed up a couple quick times, and I thought that had a big impact, but it turned out I don't think it did on the jumping and stuff.
So you went after the Crooked Man's car?
No, okay. I saw, you know, after the jump, I saw the window roll down, and I saw the Crooked Man.
Right.
And then I realized you can go on either car, but I replayed that scene anyway. I went back, rewinded, and... chose to go after Georgie anyway.
Yeah. Are you outside, Chris?
No. I just have the windows open because it's really hot here. Okay.
I was going to say, I heard little birds chirping, and I was like, I've never heard that in here before.
Tell the birds we're recording it.
Exactly. Yeah. So did you guys guess who the perpetrator was towards the beginning? Like you, someone, who was it that asked you? Oh, it was the Crooked Man. I keep wanting to sing the Thin Man. The Crooked Man asked you who you thought the perpetrator was. I said Bloody Mary. Like who killed the two prostitutes?
I got it out of him. Who it was?
I just refused to guess.
Yeah, I answered, and then I was wrong, and I looked like a fool. Darn it. I really was hoping I would have guessed the right one, and then he would have been like, oh, so you know, I really wanted to show him up. Big blabbermouth. Yeah, so what did you guys think about the pudding and pie girls which is the most amazing name for for a strip joint ever. Of their the whole ribbon reveal. That what was her name? Cynthia? Cynthia was the girl with the ribbon around her neck that started it all?
Yeah.
Yeah, it wasn't until she started talking where it clicked in for me. Where yeah. It was, oh, it's that story where she has the ribbon on her neck, and if you untie it, her head falls off.
Yeah.
I didn't get the whole point of she took the ribbon and made more.
Yeah, somehow she duplicated the magic.
Yeah. Okay.
Something.
Right.
I don't know. It was very loose.
And then it was a thing to control the girls to not speak or something, or
yeah, they couldn't talk with the ribbons
on. Okay. All right. But they had the same fate if they took the ribbon off because
Yeah. I thought it was interesting. I mean, I thought it was an interesting reveal, but then I also felt like so many things in this last chapter, it was just kind of thrown in there.
Like, I feel like this chapter took too much time on the things I didn't care about and didn't give enough time to the things I did.
Exactly. Yeah. I definitely thought was interesting. And then, you know, it was revealed that Georgie killed the girls. And then, or was he taking the fall for Cynthia?
No, he's taking the, well, I mean, it's insinuated that, you never get direct. Well, you kind of, and then I don't know what ending people got. So it's heavily insinuated that the Crooked Man ordered the murders,
right?
Right. And that. Go ahead.
And you never get a solid answer of did the Crooked Man actually order the murders, or did he suggest something and Georgie just took it a different way,
It
was such a mess.
I know. Yeah. Did you guys show any sympathy towards Georgie when you were putting him down?
I mean, by sympathy, do you mean, like, killed him? Because I did. I put him out of his misery, but yeah. What else could I show him?
Yeah. And even before that, you could kind of go, I think, you know, like, you could kind of hit him around, I think, or kind of be kind of semi, not really understanding to him, but let him talk and let him explain himself, quote unquote.
So, like, his intestines are hanging out and I'm going to punch him in the face to interrogate him?
Exactly.
That wasn't how I was going to roll.
Right, no, yeah. No, I just let him talk and I figured, hopefully I was hoping to get more, you know, information out of him, or, you know, details of what the heck really happened by just listening to him and not, I mean, the guy, you know he's going to bleed out, you know he's going to die. Yeah. I left him to bleed out.
Oh, wow. Franco. Yeah.
Well, I mean, that's, you know, he's got to pay for his crime. I mean,
That's true.
How did killing him play out in the trial?
Killing Georgie?
Yeah.
Everyone's super cool about it.
Really? Wow.
Like, everyone's like, where's Georgie? You're like, I killed him. Everyone's like, okay, got it.
Yeah.
I didn't say yes that I killed him. I said it was taken care of. And so then the Crooked Man brought it up again while he was blabbing on and on about Snow and about Bigsby. And then it was brought up, oh, well, they just killed Georgie. They put out their own form of justice without consenting with you guys, you know, with all of how many, you know, supposedly that was the town and it was like, what, six people?
Yeah.
I was like, wow, this is it? All right. But the Crooked Man brought up later in the whole debate. And then the people, I guess because in the beginning I didn't confront about, I wasn't upfront about it, about killing him. They were kind of shocked and the conversation went a little awry there for a little bit because they were kind of like, well, I can't believe you didn't inform us, that you didn't ask, you know, you didn't bring him in too. Why did you let, you know, why did you kill him?
Right. You got caught in a semi-lie, I guess. Yeah.
Yeah. I was honest about it, and I was nervous because the voice actor for Bigsby, like, you select, I killed him, and the voice actor's like, I killed him! Like, just super aggressive. And I was like, holy crap, I didn't mean to say it like that. I just meant to calmly inform you. But everyone's like, oh, okay, well, that makes sense that you did that. I totally get that, Bigsby. And I was like, okay, great, whatever.
All right. Hey, don't you love that when you choose an option to reply, like in these types of games where you choose an option to reply and they either deviate from your reply that you chose, or they say it in a way that's completely not what you intended.
Yeah, it's kind of, actually, you mentioned that now, Steph, he kind of semi-lied when I said about letting him bleed out. He said we had a fight, he got stabbed, and he died.
Yeah.
That, you know, he didn't mention, well, he was...
I just left him there to die.
Locked that store, and that's why I just sort of left him there to die.
Right. Yeah. Georgia is definitely an interesting...
I'm curious to see how did your burning the tree play out in the trial?
Oh, it was brought up. It was brought up, of course. You know, of course, you know, the old lady was there, and... You know, at one point the crooked man turns to her and is like, oh, you know, he's trying to turn everyone against Snow and Bigsby. Like saying, you know, they're doing their own form of justice. You know, we should be against them. Trying to turn all the townspeople against Bigsby and Snow. And of course, the old lady's there and he turns to the old lady. And as soon as he turns to her and the camera turns to her, I'm like, oh crap. Here we go. The tree's going to be brought up. They're going to burn us at the stake. And it's brought up, and it's kind of... It gives you kind of a chance to kind of say that it was a mistake doing it, which is kind of the way that I went, because he brought it up, and the woman was like, you know, and the crooked man was saying, you know, I let you bring one... You know, everything was taken from you. Talking to the old lady, everything was taken from you, you know, from the homeland. I let you, you know, and I retrieved the one thing. What did I retrieve for you? And she was like, my tree. And he was like, and what did Bigsby and Snow do to your tree? You know, and it's like, you know, close up on her, you know, like push in. And she's like, they burned it.
That's hilarious.
And everyone is just kind of like, what? They were against, I mean, that really actually turned the tide of the conversation a little bit, because they were all kind of against me for a while, and I was backpedaling, and I was like, you know, oh, it was a mistake, you know, like, we went too far, is pretty much the way that I went with it, you know, we probably went too far, we had to do what had to be done, but we probably went too far, and they eventually calmed down, but it was definitely a turning point. In that last piece. Yeah. Not fun.
Yeah, I was wondering about that, because it kind of, when you, if you, you know, she actually was sort of ended up being, I don't know, agree, disagree, quite ambivalent if you didn't burn the tree, it seemed.
Yeah. Yeah. Did you guys have anything that was brought up in that last little argument that how did that last encounter go with that whole discussion with the crooked man? And
so, from what I can remember, it was I think he was trying to like bring up the glamours and everything. I could be wrong though. But then he was like saying how Snow's doing like such a horrible job and like all this other stuff, and people started to get on his side, and then Bigsby like steps in and he's like, "Are you really gonna listen to this lunatic? Right. You're really going to listen to what, like, look what he's done. He's made this town a lot worse than what it was when we first got here. Like, we're all turning against each other, and people are killing each other, and, like, all that other stuff. So then finally they all sided with Snow and Bigsby.
Yeah.
Now, Narissa showed up at mine. Did Narissa show up at everybody's?
No, she didn't show up at...
Yeah, she showed up... That was the thing. Oh. Narissa shows up and she's like, I was there. I saw...
Oh, that's right. She did.
Yeah. It's like, I saw the crooked man give Georgie the orders to kill those two girls.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm guessing the interview when Narissa came into your office, if that went really well, I think that's what keys her coming in at the end, and she basically
saves it.
Saves it, puts the key evidence on on George, not on Georgie, on the Crooked Man, you know, saying I heard it all. Unequivocally, you know, putting it at the Crooked Man's feet.
Yeah.
Which then at the end you find out wasn't exactly true.
Exactly. Yeah.
I'm like, well, he's all right. He's a, you know, he got turned into a crow. He's, that's, you know, what the heck.
Oh, he turned into a crow?
Yeah. Yeah. If you don't put him down the well, you turn him into a crow.
Oh.
Yeah, I
ripped his head off.
Nice.
I can understand. I can relate.
How did they react to that?
It was pretty graphic.
I'm guessing by that point they were okay with it. They were like, yeah, so, killing.
So, like, I was expecting him to just, like, snap his head off. But he goes and, like, grabs his jaw and just rips it off his body. And I was like, oh my god, I wouldn't have gone that far.
Oh, my goodness. He's so tired if he doesn't talk.
Yeah. Oh, you would have ripped his head off gently. You wouldn't have done that.
Oh, yeah.
I get it.
Yeah.
But then, so you do that and you throw his body and his head down the well, and then a little caption comes up on the corner of the screen saying, all the villagers are scared of you now.
Oh,
wow.
And then it cuts to the outside shot.
That's interesting, because when you throw him down the well, it says just the town will remember this.
Oh.
Or it says Fabled Town will remember this.
Yeah. Which makes no difference that people remember anything. I don't know.
Yeah.
You're at the last point of the game. Who cares if they remember anything or not?
Yeah, exactly. But...
Yeah, that's crazy. He was so tired of hearing that stupid Crooked Man go on and on and on for several minutes. He was like, I'd rip his jaw off too. Gee, goodness.
I kept wondering, because I was such a nice guy throughout the whole game, and yeah. I kept wondering, like, would the ending of this game, had I just murdered everyone the whole way through, just been me taking over as this totalitarian ruler? Because everyone's living in fear of me? Because that's what it seemed like they were setting up.
It's
almost if I have spare time, I have to go through and play the total Rambo playthrough where it's like, you know, you hit everybody, you know, you slap everybody around, you know.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. If I could tolerate it, you know, I definitely, you know, it definitely would be worth just going through. I mean, it might be worth going through and seeing, but then I have a feeling I'd still be disappointed in the end anyways, but...
Which means you'll probably just go on YouTube and check to see if there's a play.
That's true. That's a good idea, Franco. That's why they make YouTube. That's why they make replays.
You're right. Wolf Among Us. The Rambo playthrough.
Wolf Among Us. Yeah. Hardcore mode.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which the best one to do that in was, from what I saw on YouTube, was Mass Effect.
Oh,
when when you play Shepard as a jerk, it's hilarious.
I can imagine. I'm always too much of a nice guy. I'm always too much of the, I always play the negotiator.
Yeah.
I'm always negotiating.
Trying to find the middle ground.
Exactly. Yeah. Everything I play. Kind of sick.
Yeah, totally. Really, I mean, I spare, you know, I turned him into a crow, which, you know, it's like that was the. I mean, I thought, I don't know, Steve, that was the goal. I mean, to redeem yourself and not be a total animal, so to speak, at the very end, and do justice. And it's like, I didn't feel like the payoff was exactly.
Exactly. So the whole discussion with the Crooked Man and the townspeople went on way too long. They could have done that in such a shorter amount of time and still had the effect, because I like the idea of, like, this of the Crooked Man kind of trying to weasel the town against you and Snow, but it just went on way too long. But, you know, that would have been fine if the ending was, you know, a big enough payoff. But to me, because here's what happened with my, with, I mean, I don't know how your decisions did or whatever. It might have been the same, but so at the end, after, you know, you, justice is done with the Crooked Man, whether that be death or turning him into a crow, it's like, he goes, like, I didn't really understand what was going on. Like, he went by, Snow's office. Snow was too busy to talk to him, pretty much. And, you know, and now she's working with Bluebeard. And that's it. Like, that's the resolution of him and Snow.
Right.
Is yep. that now she's busy to talk to him. And I'm thinking, I don't, what? Because, like, I've been, I mean, and I guess it was just me in my mind, like, I was playing the entire game, like, to build up a team between Snow and Bigsby, you know? Yep. And then all of a sudden at the end, like, none of that's paid off. Like, it's completely null.
Right. It's like, what was that all, you know, for?
If exactly.
it's still back to, you know, the huge line at the mayor's
exactly.
office and
like yeah. everything, like, it's the same. And I was like, well, shoot, if I would have known that, I would have not given in to her so much, because she was getting to be quite the bossy pants.
I was going to, yeah.
Like, I really...
Starting, but I'm sorry.
I wish we could have seen a little bit more, because, like, I don't know how Bluebeard just gives off this super corrupt vibe.
No.
And like, maybe he's this wonderful philanthropist and we just don't know it. Like, I really want to believe that.
Yeah.
But like, yeah, like, it seems like we've just switched from one corrupt person to a slightly more well-kept
exactly.
corrupt person.
Exactly. And I don't know if that's like the message they were trying to get across, Chris. Like, that's a good point. Like, maybe they're just showing that, you know, well, here you thought Snow would be better, but she's not going to be too much better. You know what I mean? Like, it's still a corrupt government or a corrupt system, even when you think you're doing the right thing. And then with the whole Nerissa thing towards the end, you know, she comes up to you and tells, you know, says that she lied about it, but it's okay. And I kind of agree. I was like, well, at least justice was done. That's fine. You know, and then the very end, maybe you guys can explain what this all meant. At the very end, she walks away. She says, she turns and says, you're not the monster. You're not the monster that people think that people say you are. And she walks away. And then all of a sudden, Bigsby's standing there and he hears all of these voices in his head, like from different parts of the game, you know, from different characters saying things to him and conversations. And then you have the option to go after her or to let her go. Is he going after her to catch the, or to just to go after her and be with her? Or did something, was something, were they putting a puzzle together that I didn't quite catch?
See, I don't know if they were putting together a puzzle, or if they were setting up a new puzzle, because then what makes me think that is that then the game ends and they say go buy the comics. And
yeah.
so I feel kind of like they were like, well, you've played five chapters of this, you're invested in the characters. If you want to know what's going to happen next, what the ending meant, go buy the freaking comics. Which,
that's
fine,
true.
Whatever. Cross promotion.
That's true.
Yeah, cheesy, I guess. But Cheezer's not here. But no, that's what, you know, it's like, and I right hand on the Bible, I swore I hit the button to go after her, but nothing happened. I'm like, wait a minute, I'm chipped.
It didn't say, I mean, nothing really happened. It just shows him.
It faded to black.
Yeah, it faded to black, and that's it. And that's it.
You get a Sopranos ending here? Wow.
It was the most, because I was like, I'm sitting there looking at to go after her or to let her go, and I'm thinking, I don't know what they're wanting me to do. Like, what was all that talking and him putting puzzles together in his head? Like, you know, like, hearing all the different conversations in his head. I'm like, was I supposed to get something from that? Or was it just him just thinking about the last, you know, the journey that brought him there, you know?
Or was it them just trying to flesh out another storyline and then just not having enough time to complete it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Could be something like that. I mean, it certainly insinuates, in my mind, it insinuated that that she, either she's sort of somebody you don't really think she is. It's like this, you know, because he says, "Do I know you from somewhere? You look familiar." Exactly. And that was the Faith. And there were the, you know, those three, Faith, Narissa, and Lily, were supposed to be best friends. So it's like, and you know, you leave me, you know, hanging.
Like, are they all the same person?
Exactly.
The fact that she still wouldn't take off the ribbon is suspicious to me.
Yeah, yeah.
Maybe she's the real one with the ribbon. Ooh.
I mean, I don't know, you know, I mean, I don't know if it's... I mean, I didn't take it as that she wouldn't take it off. I just thought maybe it was just one of those things where, like, you wear something for so long, you're just kind of like, you forget it's even there. You know what I mean?
Well, like, I tried to take it off, and she was definitely. Like, no, no, I can't do that right now.
Oh, okay. that's definitely strange. I just kind of left her be. I was, you know, she wants to keep the ribbon on, let her keep it on. But yeah, that's kind of strange that she would stop you.
And the only other thing, which was really annoying, was, you know, Toad and TJ still go to the farm.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh, that was, yeah. I know Franco. I was like, what is going on here? Like, I gave him money. Why didn't he buy glamour? Why would Snow still say they have to go to the farm when you sacrifice your money to help them out? I didn't understand that at all.
And Colin gets to stay behind.
Yeah.
Oh, does he? No, he didn't in my
hand. It all depends on what you had said to him. What was it, last chapter? If you said to him, like, I'm sure Snow will change her mind, I think, you know, I think it all depends on your decision there.
That's interesting. I think that, like, I think part of the thing they were doing with Toad is that they wanted to show that Snow, even if she's not necessarily corrupt, she's bureaucratic, like, for the sake of being bureaucratic. She'd already made this rule. She'd said they'd broken it, and now she's going to punish them just because whatever. That's what the rules say.
Yeah, and that's kind of what I got. And that was after the whole scene where she didn't have time for you in her office, but she had time for Bluebeard, and she was all cheery with him. And I was like, what have I played the past few chapters? Like, I would have been a lot more meaner to her than, you know, than trying to build up this, like, great team between the two of them. Anyways, that made me a little bitter.
No, yeah, maybe you're right. I was the same way. I was like,
yeah, big,
now,
yeah.
Now you're feeling what I've been feeling during this whole game.
No, like, yeah, like, who was I talking? I think I messaged Chris, and I was like, I told him, I was like, I didn't mind the whole game, and, you know, I didn't mind the game as a whole. It didn't frustrate me as it did you and a couple other people, but this last chapter, I really didn't like, unfortunately. There just really wasn't anything about it. I don't think there was anything about it other than, like I said, I liked the whole, the Crooked Man turning the town against you, you know, trying to, with like his sweet word, you know, with his corrupt words and like trying to do that, but it dragged on way too long, and the fight didn't interest me. And, you know, and then the ending, I was kind of like, I don't understand what's happening. I don't get what I've been working towards. I really wish.
And I just realized the one guy that at least in my playthrough that I played it easy on, or, you know, was the Axeman, and he's nowhere to be seen.
Oh, yeah. Where was he at?
Yeah. You're so right. I completely forgot about that guy. He was a major character through the first four chapters.
Didn't they mention that he was, like, drunk at some bar or something like that?
I don't remember.
Like, I thought someone had brought it up, and they were just like, oh, he's finding himself or something like that.
Oh. Yeah, still, exactly. I mean, but why would you, like...
Yeah.
This game just had no payoff with the characters, like,
exactly.
They're really, I mean even with Bigsby, even trying to make him a better person, like, even if you were playing it like from a redemptive aspect, like I think a few of us were, it didn't pay off in the end. Like, there was no payoff. And maybe they made that intentionally to be like, this is the real world. Sometimes you work towards things and they just don't pan out. And, you know, sometimes you think you're doing better when it really doesn't make any difference at all. I don't know. You know, it is why a comic book writer, and sometimes they're a little melodramatic with things. And I don't know. Yeah, the whole character payoff in this thing was very disappointing to me.
Yeah, just as we talk it out, I just thought to myself, you know, if I had to write that last scene, I would probably have gone, you know, wrote it in the mayor's office with the three of them each having a desk, and they're sort of like co-equal leaders of Fabletown.
Exactly.
They're all cooperating, and, you know, things are moving forward, things are getting done.
Yeah.
You know, instead you get this wet dish rag of an ending, you know?
Yeah, that's a good description, Franco. That's gold.
That's what I'm here for.
That's gold. In fact, I should write that down for the scoring a little bit later.
A wet
dish rag of an ending.
Wow. Hopefully developers don't have my address.
That's perfect. Well, you know, and I guess one thing that the series did do for me is it made it, because I say I'm a comic reader, but I've only read a handful of comics, but I enjoy the thought of reading comics. I just don't have the time. But I would be interested in reading the comic books.
I was getting there, but then they explicitly go there. It was like, you know, drink your Ovaltine ending, you know? It's like, exactly. If you want to know no more.
Exactly.
Exactly. Yeah. Yeah, because I even had the tag at the end. Like, read the Fable comic books, you know? Yeah.
No, I wanted you to give me the ending at the end.
The Christmas story. Yeah. Drink your Ovaltine. Yeah, and one thing I didn't understand, another thing I'm going to bring up, is when they were having their little talk with the Crooked Man and the townspeople, one thing that drove me crazy is that he uncuffed the Crooked Man. Like, to make him, like, to let him talk. Like, basically was like, okay, it's your turn. Or no, it was like, Snow, like, it's your turn to talk. You know, let him talk. And so Bixby uncuffs the Crooked Man. And I'm like, why would you do that?
Yeah, because psychologically that has a huge impact.
Yeah, it's like, why he can't talk while he's cuffed?
Right.
But I'm guessing it was just a mechanic, or, you know, just a way to get, you know, so that way he could, you know, talk with his hands and, you know, and walk around the room, you know, dramatically and, you know, point to people.
And psychologically, it puts him on an even footing with everyone.
Exactly. It's not so dramatic if your hand, you know, if the character's hands are cuffed in front of him.
Right, you no longer become a prisoner.
Exactly. Oh, jeez. Any other thoughts? Anything else about the last chapter of Wolf Among Us, or the game as a whole, or what have you?
Well, it hasn't dampened my. I never played the Walking Dead, but I will.
Far superior.
Okay. Yeah, much better.
Okay,
yeah. It's so unfortunate because, like, for the first few episodes, I felt like it was pretty good. Like, I felt like it was at least on par with The Walking Dead for the first two full episodes.
Yeah.
But then it just went downhill so fast, and I can't forgive it. It's too bad.
Yeah. There was so much potential, I think. There's so many. So many avenues that they could have taken this story, this, you know, this kind of Fable Town setting, you know, with, you know, the Dissolution character, you know, the Dissolution fables, and there's so many ways that they could have taken it, and I think they just took it in just a weird direction.
Yeah,
but I did buy The Walking Dead season 1 and 2 during the Steam sale.
Good.
So. Invited.
Did that have 300 days or whatever it's called?
Yeah.
Okay.
And then someone told me that the third season's coming out soon.
Yes, this fall.
Okay, so I have until fall to play them. That's great. Of course, I guess fall is just, what, a couple months away. Not too far, 2 or 3 months.
Yeah. But I mean, each one is like 1.5 to 2 hours each, so.
Right. Yeah. I figured. Okay, any more thoughts on this game?
Something to play over the break.
Yes, exactly.
Speaking of which, how far are we supposed to go in the next game over the... Are we going to go for 4 hours since it's a 2-week break?
It'll be an actual 2-week break. So, that will be announced within a week.
Okay.
Yeah, I'll let you guys know. I'll put up a post on the Game Chat Facebook page. Probably in about a week, I'll let you guys know. That's a good... Thank you for thinking of that, Franco, because for once, I had not thought about letting you guys know when to stop. It's a good idea. Okay. Alrighty. Well, I guess if no one else has anything, then we would start the... ratings as soon as I... This should be fun. As soon as I get a piece of paper out, write them down. Shuffle, shuffle, shuffle.
A Foley artist couldn't do it any better.
All right. Okay, so Chris Clark, you're first.
Oh, man, we've said so much.
Yeah,
so I don't think I have final thoughts aside from saying I started out giving this a game an 8, then I went down to a 7, and now I'm at a 6. And that's sad. I really liked this game in the beginning.
Yeah.
But final rating, 6.
Okay. I will say 6.5.
Okay.
Time for me.
Any? Yeah. Do you have any thoughts, Franco, to kind of like a thought to wrap up about what you thought about the game? I know you've already said quite a bit, but
game unravels the bow, but doesn't unravel the ending.
You, sir, that deserves an applause.
I'm here every night, twice on Saturdays.
Great. Wow. All right, Chris?
Okay, where do I begin?
Here we go.
No, so,
strap in, guys.
So, I don't know. It's a disappointment. It's one of the weakest games that Telltale has released. From the very beginning of this game, there was nothing that I... Like, none of the characters that I related to. I didn't like any of them. They didn't really give you any reason to try and feel anything for these characters because it just felt so just disjointed and, like, I don't know. It's weird because it's almost like they didn't try hard enough to make you feel for someone.
Yeah.
And for me, that's what really hurt me, and hurt it for me. And, like, it killed me, too, because I love noir. I love, like, you know, the mystery detective story and everything. This, though, just, I could not care any less with what was going on, who got hurt, who, like, survived or anything. It's just, I did not care throughout the entire game. And there was nothing that really tried to make me feel something while I was playing this. And it was a disappointment is what it was. The first episode, I would have given it a 5. The second episode, it brought it up by 0.5 points. So, for me, it gets a solid 5.5.
Okay.
Would have gone up a couple more points if there were actually any dogs in it.
Needed
and
dog.
It's all back to the dog.
Yes.
You had a semi-dog. Bigsby was kind of a dog.
He's a wolf.
Yeah, that doesn't count. Yeah.
Not the same. Okay. All right.
I mean, at least throw Toto in the thing, you know?
That's true.
Yeah, so,
there you go. Yeah, opportunity.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So.
Okay. All right. Yeah, more dogs. Gotcha. All right. Well, I think my overall score is going to be a 6. As I said, the first 4 chapters, as I said, I actually were okay with. I mean, they weren't, amazing to me, but I personally was semi-interested. But I tell you, this last chapter just really, I guess because in my mind, the first 4 chapters, even though they had their ups and downs, I really was looking forward to the payoff. I was looking forward to the ending. I was looking forward to how these characters are going to develop, how that's going to pay off in these decisions. And it turns out that really it's the last episode completely disappointed me. I said there was no resolution of the characters, had no payoff for the characters. Really, I thought the story, even the strings of the story, were kind of tied up kind of haphazardly. Kind of like, well, we need to end this in 5 chapters, so, you know, guys, we're on the 5th chapter, so we need to wrap up things. We need to get these, you know, to get this stuff together. That's the way I felt. So, the last chapter just completely brought it down for me. And just the whole ending resolution. So, as I said, 6 is what I'm going for. Just a big, in my opinion, just a missed opportunity. Like, I think it could have been, because I really like the characters. I mean, as a whole, I like the idea of the story and the characters, not really the characters themselves. I thought a lot of the characters weren't even fleshed out. But, yeah. There you go. So it looks like our overall is about a 6. All right. Well, guys, I guess it's a little bit shorter this evening, but I guess when we reconvene, we have next week off. So we have the 12th and the 19th. We are vacationing, and then we come back on the 26th of July with Bastion, and then I'll post on Game Chat next week where everyone should stop.
All right. Sounds good.
All right, guys. Well, thanks for suffering through The Wolf Among Us.
I will say it wasn't as bad as White Knight.
Oh, that's so true.
High praise.
At least we made it through The Wolf Among Us. Yeah. White Knight was not so lucky.
Yeah.
I still have to make it through. I still have to go back in, because I really wanted to beat that. I really wanted to go through that game. But, just to see. Just to say that I did it.
Yeah.
But it hasn't happened yet. It probably never will, because I have, a list of games that I haven't played, 30.
Oh, that's but nothing.
I know. Yeah. So, all right. Well, you guys have a great 2 weeks, and I'll see you guys on the 26th.
Yep.
Got it.
All right,
guys. Bye.
Bye.
All right. Bye.